is Holiday. Nick Holiday. And trust me, I'm no saint. But if you can pay me half up front, most eves I can probably find what you are looking for. Unless, of course, what you are looking for is comfort or joy. Then you are on your own, because me, I work in Christmastown. Around here, every night is the night before. But underneath all them twinkling lights, at least two things are always stirring. Stiff drinks and trouble.
Holiday, private eye.
I turned around and there she was, a drop-dead gorgeous elf. Her legs weren't that long, but where they went made sense.
I need your help, Mr. Holiday.
Call me Nick. What can I do for you, Miss...
Wonderland. Holly Wonderland.
Daughter of E.B. Wonderland? Owner and proprietor of Wonderland's department store?
The same. So you understand money's no object.
So why not just go to Daddy?
Daddy thinks I'm tucked up in my bedroom fast asleep. And that's how I like it. They say you're discreet. If the news hounds at the Christmastown Caroler ever got a hold of what I have...
Ring-a-ling, hear them sing?
Exactly. What I have, Mr. Holiday, is bigger than Daddy. Take a look at these.
Classic mistletoe shots. A couple of holly jollies bumping pie holes under a parasitic succulent tied with a bow and tacked to a doorway.
Look closely. Do you recognize the man in that picture?
Now, hold on just a minute.
Look at the dimples.
How merry.
The cheeks.
Like roses.
And his nose, Mr. Holiday. Look at his nose.
Like a cherry. So... who's the dame?
The dame, Mr. Holiday, is my mother. So I think my pedigree may be special.
Your pedigree? Miss Wonderland, take a look out that window. Do you see that? What do they look like to you, those city sidewalks?
Busy sidewalks.
Exactly. Why? Because soon it will be Christmas Day. It's all they have. It's all any of us have. I don't know what you're after, but go home. And rest assured, the man in those pictures is not Big Red.
I'm after the truth. If Christmas and I do in fact share a father, I want to know why.
Why what?
Why I'm the only one he never visits on Christmas Eve.
Those are dangerous words, Holly Wonderland.
I've been a good girl, Detective. You have to believe me, Detective. Do you believe me, Detective?
Where can I find you?
I sing most Christmas Eves down at the Gingerbread House.
Of course you do.
Thank you, Detective Holiday. Thank you.
I put up my collar and hit the streets. Christmas Town, the most wonderful town of the year. If anyone had access to Big Red, it would be the Wonderland family. E.B. Wonderland ran this town from the tinsel clock in the storm drains to the star atop the tree in Town Square. Holly must believe her picks are the real deal to come to me. Believing in things isn't my strong suit. But when she grabbed my hand and looked into my eyes, I knew one thing for sure. My halls were officially decked. And if it meant seeing her again, it was worth peering down a few chimneys. Although I'll admit, I'd never rattled a cage quite as big as Santa's castle before. As expected, a couple of pointy-eared goons stopped me at the front gate.
Can I help you?
I'd like to see Santa Claus.
Go downtown and grab a lap, Seamus.
Crush some imitation leg velvet, gumboot.
Now, you see, for this one, I kind of need the real deal.
Do you have an appointment?
Nah, I was hoping I could just catch him.
Perhaps you're unfamiliar as to what night of the year it is?
Maybe. He don't know.
Okay, flat foot. Santa Claus? He's a magical Christmas sprite. He circumnavigates the entire globe, delivering presents, hope, joy, and delight to billions upon billions of people in a single night.
It's quite an accomplishment.
So you don't just catch him, Kay, unless you want to unwrap some knuckles with your face.
That's a metaphor for him punching you.
Jingle, don't explain it. It ruins it when you explain it.
Jingle, jangle, what is going on out here?
Nothing, Mrs. C.
This guy says he wants to talk to Mr. C, Mrs. C.
Oh, it's the busiest night of the year.
Well, that's what I told him, Mrs. C.
I've got something for Red, Mrs. Claus. I'm just wondering where he is.
You'll have more fun, lad, if you believe, not wonder.
If you could just tell him Nick stopped by, I'd appreciate it.
Have you been a good boy this year, Nick?
I'd try.
It would be a real shame if anything came along and ruined that, wouldn't it?
It's not every night you get Mrs. C herself to come out of the castle, smile, pat you on the head, and make thinly veiled threats against your well-being. Something wasn't right here on the upper north side. I listened at the gate. No little tin horns. No little toy drums. No Rudy Toot Toots. No Rummy Tum Tums. This castle was as cold as a Christmas turducken on the back of a vegetarian's walk-in.
Well, well, well. You always did wait until the last minute to do your shopping, didn't you, Nick Holiday?
Virginia Ribbons, crack reporter for the Christmastown Caroler. I should have known she'd hear the quiet, too.
You working a case, Nicky?
What makes you think that, Ginny?
You're sober and dressed.
Same old Ginny.
Did you hear? E.B. Wonderland called a meeting today. A big meeting. The city council, the mayor, and Big Red, too. Only get this, he didn't show.
It's the busiest night of the year.
Big Red didn't show, Nick. And no one knows where he is. Word on the street is he's gone, Nick. Flown the snow.
I think you'd better tread lightly on this story, Virginia, for now.
We used to make one yule of a team, Nick.
It is good to see you again, Ginny.
How about now?
A little less now.
See you in the wrapping papers, Nick.
I had to find out if Holly's mistletoe picks were real. So I headed downtown looking for Tiny, one of the many unseen denizens of Christmastown. I needed someone who was good at not being seen. And Tiny, he was one of the best.
Hi, Nick.
Jeez! How do you do that, Tiny?
I guess I'm just good at not being seen. I guess I'm one of the best.
How's the leg?
Still gives me a bit of trouble, seeing how it don't work and all.
I brought you a sandwich.
You're in luck. I need a sandwich.
What you got in the envelope, Nick?
Photos, Tiny. I need to know if they're fakes.
Kissy shots, eh, Nick? Wait a minute. Is that?
I don't know. That's why I need them kept safe.
Not seen.
Yeah.
Don't worry, Nick. When you're on the bottom, no one sees you looking up. Because they're all looking up, too.
I knew those pictures would disappear with Tiny, but now I had to try and trim this tree. Mrs. C's trumped up security. The toy shop ground to a halt. And Holly, was she the reason Big Red wasn't home for the holidays? I was headed back to my office when suddenly I saw them. Antlers popping up on all side of me. I should have known. His coursers, they came.
Good Christmas evening to you.
Which one are you, Donder or Blitzen?
Nick, those girls don't do these kinds of jobs. They call me Crusher. This is Masher, Mangle, and Flatten. And this is Trample, Injure, Wounder, and Bruisin'.
eight against one. You sure you ladies don't want to call your boyfriends?
That is a joke, yes? Being simple species of subarctic caribou, I do not usually get joke. But you, I like.
Ha ha! Is this the part where you give me to know I have nothing to dread?
Nyet!
Half wreck!
Ooh. Ow. Ow.
Son of milk cow!
Ow!
Your old lady's a muskox. And your antlers molt in September.
Ow.
You have something we want.
I got bad news.
You don't have?
That. And I'm passing out.
All right, that's enough. Dash away, girls.
The fog was rolling in and my eyes were swelling shut, but I could tell who ordered the hoofwork. She smelled like freshly baked sugar cookies and pain.
I want my gift, Nick. Next time, I won't be playing games.
She was getting away. I knew I had to put a tail on her and right quick, but how was I going to chase her in all this fog?
Where to, Nick?
Rudy! My favorite Christmas town cabbie, you're just in time.
Let me guess. Follow that car?
I was gonna say, help me stand up.
Gosh, Nick. A girl might think you'd expect something in return with a line like that. Hey, try not to get blood on the upholstery. I'm trying to run a classy business here.
Is that why? The only headlight in this old bucket is an old taillight?
Don't be cranky, Gumshoe. It's my trademark. Hold on! Besides, it cuts through the pea soup better than anything the other hacks have got. That's why I'm the best in the... Watch out! Business. Is that the car?
Nice job, Roots!
My only kind, Nix. What you got up there? Business as usual?
Not even close, so stay close.
They're heading into the multi-light district. Flashers, chasers, burnouts. There's a lot of bad bulbs out there.
There! She's turning onto 34th Street!
Oh, good. I was hoping for a miracle. The gingerbread house. What is Mrs. Santa Claus doing at the gingerbread house? There ain't nothing in there but penny candy.
Be nice, Rudy. And do me a favor. Take this list over to Wonderland's. Pick me up some gifts. Have them wrap them up real nice and meet me around the back. Now, scram. I'm working here.
Yeah, you're working and I'm famous.
Stage, Holly Wonderland was wild and free, like an elf who finally found her toy shop. I found her dressing room, but she wasn't alone, so I hung back.
Puff out your pastries all you like, dearie. Where are those pictures?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Our entire way of life revolves around the idea that a man can be as good, selfless, kind, and giving as he is. I will not let you sully that because being a Wonderland isn't exciting enough for you.
I don't want Daddy's money.
Do you know what happens to a cookie that stays inside a hot oven too long? It burns.
Try not to let the door sweeten your ass on the way out.
Merry Christmas, Miss Wonderland.
Mr. Holliday.
You were terrific up there.
I'm terrific everywhere, Nick. Would you like a drink?
I sure could use one.
happened to your face?
I got laughed at and called names.
I thought you were going to be discreet.
Red's not in the castle, Holly.
I've changed my mind, Detective. Give me the pictures back. I'll pay you in full, of course.
Of course. Suddenly, you don't want my help.
Every minute you have them, you're in terrible danger. And you can take your gifts. I can't accept them.
That's okay, Holly. They're for the kids downstairs.
How do you know about them?
I used to walk a beat down here, remember? I used to look in on the girls in the orphanage. Still a baker's dozen worth of street urchins under our feet.
More than that. The gingerbread girls won't turn anyone away. They take them in, give them a bed, give them a hot meal, and keep them off the frost.
Tell me something, Holly. Does Big Red ever visit them?
No, and I don't know why.
Huh. Well, those are for them. You can say they're from Red if you want to.
Maybe I was wrong about you, Nick.
She kissed me. And suddenly, I wanted to tell her my secret, too. Hey, Holly, for what it's worth, he ain't never come to me, either.
Well, Detective, perhaps that's why fate has brought us together. We must be the only two people in Christmas Town who've never received a visit.
Oh, Mrs. C just turned up the oven. Follow me. Whoa. Well, suddenly the room began to spin and I was on my knees. I'd been had. You. The drink or the kiss?
I poisoned both, actually. I knew you'd fall for at least one. Merry Christmas, Nick.
Merry Christmas, Nick.
Merry Christmas, Nick.
Merry Christmas, Nick.
Stay tuned for the conclusion of Christmas Town by Wayne Rawley.
You're listening to Sandbox Radio. Find the podcast of our shows in iTunes and Stitcher, and help other people find us by taking a moment to leave a rating or a review, if you would. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter for the latest news on our upcoming live shows. Get ticket information and find the podcast archive at sandboxradio.org. Thanks for listening.